for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. President Trump is again threatening to close the border between the U.S. and Mexico because of migrants. He tweets, "There is no way that the U.S. will, after decades of abuse, put up with this costly and dangerous situation anymore. There's now talks of a possible deal to keep asylum seekers in Mexico while their claims are processed. The deal, called Remain in Mexico, may take time to work out."
No voy a endeudar a Tijuana.
Just this week, the mayor of Tijuana declared, "We are in a humanitarian crisis," as some 5,000 migrants arrived. The president has threatened to shut down the border if chaos unfolds and has authorized troops to use lethal force to control the crowds. Mexico's incoming interior minister denies there's any agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Andrew Light is co-author of a new congressional report on climate change, and he's urging people to pay attention.
There is absolutely no doubt that humans are the ones that are causing climate change. We're seeing spikes in the production of greenhouse gases that are leading to temperature increases that we have not seen for hundreds of thousands of years at this point.
He says time is running out to make any changes to help check global warming, which President Trump is still calling a hoax. The report notes the last few years have smashed U.S. records for damaging weather. Much of the nation saw pretty good weather over the Thanksgiving holiday, but NOAA forecaster David Roth tells us the weather may be much worse for the drive home, especially in the east.
We're expecting a low pressure area to move up the coast, mostly rain, but there could be interior snow across interior New England and the northern mid-Atlantic states.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
A huge explosion has turned a house into tiny splinters in a town in Minnesota. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A house explosion in St. Paul, Minnesota, destroys a house and shakes nearby residents. Assistant Fire Chief Matt Simpson tells KARE-TV.
Crews arrived to find an explosion. A lot of debris and trees surrounding homes obviously have been damaged, and a lot of debris crossed into the streets. We did find one victim, and he was taken to the local hospital.
Two homes, a church, and two businesses were declared unsafe because of that explosion. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The man who was known as the oldest surviving veteran of the Pearl Harbor attack has now died. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Ray Chavez was 106 when he reportedly died peacefully in his sleep on Friday. His 105th birthday was in March of 2017, and that's when he worked out at a gym and told reporters he wanted to feel like he'd earned his piece of cake. He had served on a minesweeper more than 70 years ago and was at Pearl Harbor on the fateful December morning in 1941. Chavez said the best advice he ever got was to get as much education as you can, and to be kind to all people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News.